turn around the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got shit to stress.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Tubbs can run real fast.
Jumbo Vodka was hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop.
Well, hello and welcome to an amazing, wonderful new episode of Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 489. Do you know what that means, Tom?
Yeah, that means that sometime around May we're gonna be at 500.
Yes, Queen. Actually
June.
Yeah, June, because okay. That's 11 more shows that we got to do. So
yeah, I can count. But and by the way, I went on to on YouTube this weekend. I was fucking around and I ran across Chubbs Gone Wild, and we got some shows that we got a lot of people watching, and then we got shows that nobody watches at all. I think. I just want to say for all of you that are watching us, make sure you're subscribing. So come the day of the release, it's automatically going to show up on your feed there. So, that was kind of fun. I was like, what?
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got some watchers, and I love it when Sean comments. So, all right. Well, it is April 17th, 2023. It is 63 degrees and cloudy outside the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios.
Right?
It is 198 days to Halloween. We are under 200 days to Halloween. Sorry. Had a moment. Anyway. All right. And it is 252 days until Christmas. La, 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 la. But we are at the big day. It is Nephi's birthday. Yeah. He's 50 years old.
I know. I saw that and wished him happy birthday this morning.
50.
And he looks 30, so you can stop, making fun of
that. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. He's like Dolly Parton, girl. He's just, a little vampire.
Well, it's what I always say is that with most gay men, they always look great, as they age, because they don't have children to make them look like their lives are over all the time.
And that's funny, because like all of his siblings all have kids, and they all, I'm sure that they look good for, but I don't want to, of course, diss his family, but he does look younger than his youngest brother, and he doesn't have kids. So, yeah, he has a dog and two cats, though. They'll age you a little bit.
If you got a chihuahua.
Oh, do we have a chihuahua?
But
happy birthday, Nephi. We love you. And thanks for being a Patreon. By the way, Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and much, much more. And we want to thank
that one in, by the way.
What?
Your transition was beautiful.
Thank you. I thought so. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Brotherson, Adis, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to become a patron for as little as $1 a month. And this month, actually today, this day right here, many, many years ago, actually 53 years ago, before I was even born, there we are. Okay, with the world anxiously a-watching, Apollo 13, a U.S. lunar spacecraft that suffered a severe malfunction on its journey to the moon, safely returns to Earth. April 17th, 1970. Oh, it was wonderful. I enjoyed that. All
Yeah, I
right.
watched that on television.
Did you watch it on television?
Everybody watched it. Remember, there were three stations. Everyone watched it on TV because
Oh,
that's all
well,
there was. And
that's
if you wanted
true.
to watch TV, you were going to watch about, what was going on. The same thing with the lunar landing, the first lunar landing. It was like everybody had it on. There, we didn't have, Disney Plus to go to and watch. We had NBC, ABC, CBS, and probably PBS, but what was there to watch on? Channel 6, so,
Well, at that point, pretty much just Sesame Street, probably. Yeah.
Which I never saw as a child, so it was weird. Even though it
Oh.
had started at that point, I never watched
I don't
it.
think so. I think it started in like 67 or something.
Well, I mean, it was the late 60s, early 70s that
Yeah.
late 60s it started, but as it gained momentum, I was still too old to watch Sesame Street.
Yeah. Now I remember coming home and watching that and Electric Company and there
Zoom,
was
zoom.
and Mr. Rogers. The three of them.
I never watched Mr. Rogers either.
Oh, I loved Mr. Rogers. He taught me so much. I still remember the whole and if you put oh gosh, what is it? Oh, what was it? Oh no. It was something, some wax or oil or something that you put on water. And he's like, and if you put it on the water in here and then you drop just a little bit of soap in it, look how it recedes away from the soap. And then he'd do it again. And it was just lovely. I don't know. The thing, I was just talking to Nephi about this, since we're on the subject. How did we grow up with Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street and all these things that taught us decent morals and the 19 in the late 1970s and then of course 1980s sitcoms, at least for my, when I was a kid, where every one of them had a moral. You know,
Right.
it's like, and then they had that little ending where it's like, and this was the moral of today's show kind of thing. And we had after school specials where, it's like, oh, don't do drugs. I learned it from watching you, Dad. And how did we have all this stuff that taught us morals, which I absorbed, and yet we have Republicans and independents and really crappy people out there that watch the same fucking shows and apparently got nothing out of it. I just don't see how people could walk away from that as their upbringing and just be like, ah, fuck that.
Sorry, I'm watching somebody steal out of my trash can right now.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I don't understand. Well, I mean, I used to love the when we got to learn what the moral was. Remember that? Oh, and the moral is, oh, yay, I knew that one, whatever.
And the moral of the story is
Yeah.
Trotsky was not the greatest father in the world. All right. Today's affirmation. Please take a moment. De-stress. I have plenty of time for each task I need to perform today. They don't know me. Oh, and breathe out. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one. It's a mantra because you mantra it into existence and make it so. Hopefully I'll make that so, but so far it ain't working. Well, let's see what holidays we may have celebrated today without knowing because they just sneak up on us. There's so many holidays, I just can't even keep track. All right. Well, today is Bat Appreciation Day. I do appreciate bats because they keep mosquitoes and shit like that.
And remember, if you're ever in a pool at night and the bats come out, they're only coming out after the bugs, and they can see where the bugs are and where you are. So don't scream, first of all, because they are.
Dear sonar.
And don't move around fast and quick because they know where you are and they're not interested in you. So stop screaming and stop jolting, I see people do that all the time in our when we had pool parties.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the bat doesn't, it's not coming at you. Stop freaking out, you queens.
Right. Okay. But you triggered me. I have to do this now.
Oh no.
When the bats come out at night. Okay. You wouldn't know that song. Never mind. All right, moving on. It's blah 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 day, which is to you what I just did, so you celebrate it. Boston Marathon. Yay! How about a Boston cream pie? That's a day to celebrate.
Yeah.
Ellis, oh, you don't like Boston cream
I
pie?
don't like chocolate pies.
Oh,
I
well,
don't like,
okay.
yeah.
But I love the cream in it. I love a good, like, cream pie. You know what I mean? When it's just like you bite in and it just oozes out of the other hole and it's just, it's so good. Like the stuff that they put in, eclairs.
So you like the pastry cream?
Oh yes. Oh, very, very much.
Yeah.
Well, and other, see, I don't know the terms for some of the, but I do love a good, a cream, whipped cream, all that stuff. So yummy. I just love the textures. It's also Ellis Island Family History Day, which I'm sure I'm related to somebody there. International Ford Mustang Day. Did you have a Ford Mustang?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I always thought they were kind of cool, but I'm just not that much of a car person that I don't care.
Well, they are really fun looking cars, but they were always expensive, so yeah. On top of were they manual or automatic? They think they
That's a good question. I don't know.
if they
Probably
were
manual.
their manual. Oh, I don't want that.
It is Haiku Poetry Day. I never really I know how it's supposed to work, but I never really grasped it. So,
Yeah, it's
yeah.
I'm not big on poetry.
Oh, Nephi has a poetry book, by the way, and everybody should go over and to Amazon look up Nephi's poetry book because it's really good. And I'm not just being facetious because it's poetry and we just said we don't like poetry. Well, Tom said that. It is actually really, really good. So go check it out. Anyway, it is also Malbec World Day. I don't know. All right, it's Cheeseball Day. Have we been cheeseball yet? No, okay.
It's
I got
cheap.
some cheese cubes. I could squish the ends, the sides. No? Okay. Crawfish Day. I love Cindy Crawfish. Anyway, also kickball. Fucking hated kickball. Fuck you.
Don't they have a gay league here in town?
They have a league for everything. I
Oh,
mean,
no, they
the
don't.
only reason I hated kickball was because they always fucking kicked it in my face. You know, because I was the fat kid. Oh, look, it's a fat kid. He can't run away from. Anyway, nothing
You
like a dame
thinking
day.
dodgeball, not kickball?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, it's nothing like a dame day. That's awesome. Patriots Day.
Now, is that the,
Sure, that's a good thing these days.
yeah, that's not a good thing these days. I know that somebody that close to me wanted to thank his friends for being such patriots. And I was like, I don't even want to know what that means. I don't want
Unless
to
you're
know what
talking
he
about
means.
the sports teams, because I think there's
Yeah, he
several.
wasn't.
Yeah, then that's not necessarily the best word right now.
No, yeah, it's
Yeah.
canceled.
And you know, that's fucking sucks. I used to like to fly the flag on all the holidays.
Right.
I'd be a patriot. We want to, we're all Americans in our way. And now it feels like, oh God, if I do that, then what message am I sending?
Oh yeah, saying you're patriotic sometimes, makes other people very upset with you.
Yeah.
On the side that I usually fly my flag with, let's say, you say you're, oh, it's aren't you patriotic? They'll jump your shit. I don't have to be patriotic, not in this kind of world. I'm just like, okay, calm down. Just a question.
Well, it's one of those
Fourth of
things where, like,
July,
I
I'm
used to love to fly
curious.
my, like I said, I used to love to fly my flags on the holidays. And now, since, people are doing it from trucks, and the people that usually fly their flags all the time are the kind of nuts, I hate that. I hate it.
Well, when Marjorie Taylor Greene calls, murderers patriots, it's really hard to figure out what is what anymore.
Exactly. And they're being mistreated. Also, it's World Hemophilia Day. So, all right. Well, those are the celebrations. Now I need something to cheer me up now. So let's get into birthdays. La la la, pulling up the screen. Today's birthdays. Oh, our old friend Jake from the theater. He was a teacher. And then, oh,
Okay.
look, it's Nephi. Nephi's birthday is today. I had no
Oh,
idea.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Oh, and it actually says on his Facebook profile, 50 years old. It's amazing. Also, happy birthday to, we have Jeff, Peter. Oh, that Peter G. Used to be a podcaster, I believe. Dennis, Alan, Joey, Oliver, Chris, Adam, Jack, Christy, Joseph, BJ, author BJ Thomas, also author Tommy Kelly. We've got Stephanie, David, Christian, oh, author and playwright Christian St. Croix, who is right now one of the hottest BIPOC playwrights. A queer, proudly queer playwrights on the scene right now. Absolutely amazing. And I love that we got a chance to work with him before he exploded onto the scene. So anyway, also, George Wanda Wisdom, Bradley Taylor. Oh, who is Wanda Wisdom, by the way? We've also got Albert Colton and Michelle. So happy birthday to all you people. There was a lot of stuff going on 9 months ago, let me tell you. Very odd. Everybody was getting it. We have nothing in our feed bag. That makes me sad. But let's move on to Chub Hugs. And I would like to send a Chub Hug out to all the friends and family of one of our Sacramento amazeball people. Went by the name Crystal Powers, was an Empress 20, I believe, but was a close friend of Heather's and of mine at one point. And I just found out at coronation this weekend that she died just like a month ago, and we had no idea. So very, very sad about that. What you got?
Just my standard, it's actually been pretty nice. I haven't been, reading a lot of terrible things happening. So,
Yes.
amongst the people, at least on my Facebook page. But yeah, I mean, we just need to, well, we've got the war in, going on, but now they're, why are all these bad guys flexing their muscle right now? And it's not just Putin anymore. It's like, they're doing it in, Egypt. They're doing it in Iran. They're doing it. It's like, it makes me nervous.
Well, it really seems like they believe that because of the other things that are going on in the world, that they can get away with it better now, that
Right.
no
And
one's going to stop them.
scare people into, being
Submissive.
submissive. Thank you. And that way, and all we need is Trump in the US, and then we've got a block on a lot of the major
Yeah.
countries. across the world.
Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous what's going on. And the thing is it really is the more vocal minority that is doing all this bullshit, because the majority of us, we just want to live our lives.
Right.
Want to go to work, earn a decent wage, take care of our family, and go on vacation and maybe paint a picture or two. So, just saying, most of us are very simple people. All right, speaking of, oh, maybe that's not a good transition. Speaking of people who did a lot in their lives, celebrity deaths. Mark Sheahan, the lead guitarist and co-founder of the Irish rock band The Script, died April 14th following a brief illness. He was 46, much too young.
It's one of my favorite groups.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know them, unfortunately, but
Well, actually, you know all their music. It's just a dumb t they their band was named stupidly. The Script is just not a good name.
okay. And I've come across it before. It's like somebody I didn't know, and I go and look it up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I know so much of their work, but I didn't realize.
Yeah, well, it's like what is it? Dog Patrol? What a stupid name for a group. I mean, seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
I just,
I mean, I
yeah.
used to think Dead Kennedys was a kind of crap,
Okay, you
band
remember
name, but you fucking remembered it.
the song Break Even?
No.
Hall of Fame?
Nope.
Okay, maybe you don't know them.
I don't know.
Yeah, they have like five, six albums out.
Huh.
I always just thought their music was good.
Well, Al Jeffrey, an award-winning and record-breaking cartoonist for Mad Magazine, died April 10th from multiple organ failure. He was 102.
102. It was called old age.
Wow.
Organ failure. Yeah. You know why? Because organs
Oh, here
work
we
for
go.
about 100 years, and then they go, no more. No more.
Well, with that note, Tom would also like to instruct you about how the TV shows that he watches
Well, I've got to condense
suck.
this down since I took up almost the entire Swanage last time, last show, because we only have 40 minutes
Well, if you had somebody who was actually anyway.
yeah. Okay. So let's see. Well, you'll be talking about that. We'll talk about that with you. I did watch Tiny Beautiful Things on Hulu, which is Catherine Kahn, who I love, but the show is totally a bummer. It's just it's when the first episode is just leaves you with, I don't want to watch this.
Oh yeah.
It's just and I love her, but and then the next day I read, oh yeah, it looks like it's going to be one in and one out with that series. I'm like, okay, now I don't have to watch. Let's see. Da, 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 da. On RuPaul's Drag Race, Sasha Cobie ended up winning the whole thing. Well, she came in, everyone knew who she was when they came in. She's, and you got to figure that sometimes you're going to have these, famous queens that come in and clean up, because the thing about RuPaul is they're looking for somebody that can act, dance, sing, perform, and be funny.
Right.
And like Mistress, who was really good, she can't dance, and I don't know about her singing, but I mean, she's a big girl that doesn't move around a lot.
Right.
And we're in, in the past they've had like Eureka, and they've had oh, what is it? Oh, I can't think of her name now. But they've had some past queens, chubby queens, who were that move around, and they could still dance and stuff. But there's limitations, and if you're not funny, then you can't go. You're just not going to win. So
Right.
you've got to be an all-around performer to win RuPaul's Drag Race. And I think that's what people forget
Yeah.
is that, oh, she's so funny and she's the best. I love the way she looks. And it's like, yeah, but that's fine. She can't sing. She can't dance. She can't write her own material. It's, that's why she's not going to win.
Yeah.
So it was that kind of situation. I was perfectly happy with that. In truth, anybody that gets on RuPaul's Drag Race has, I mean, of all the competition shows, RuPaul's Drag Race just being on gives you the best opportunity to advance your career. I don't know another show that does, but this does.
Just that one woman from The Bachelor who says you can pick up 75,000 followers or whatever.
Masked Singer this week, they had a dan the dandelion was revealed to be Alicia Witt, who is from Dune, the original Dune. She's and I looked up her and she's done shit for years. She's in every she's done, you know, but she's this redhead now older woman, and she looks very much like a lot of other people. So I think it's just her common look, not to be mean, doesn't make her look like a movie star. So when you see her, you're going, I don't know. I guess I've seen, I'm looking through her filmography going, I've seen a lot of what she's been in. I just don't know who she is. The second person that was exposed, she was the lamp, the Tiffany lamp, and that ended up being Melissa Joan Hart, who played the original Sabrina and Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
She makes me so mad. She went total right wing.
Oh no, I didn't know. Sorry.
I mean, I really liked her too for a long, but
Yeah, American Idol were to the top 24 last night. They just started the sing-offs in Hawaii because they're at the Disney place out in Hawaii on Oahu. So having a good time. The second half will sing tonight, and then they'll break that down, I think. I don't know. I don't know if they go down to 12 first or they go down to like 16 or something. So we'll see what happens tonight. Let's see. I finished the season finale of Quantum Leap, and boy, they were playing with that one. He got to actually jump back into his own body, but from like 3 or 4 years earlier, and so it's like he couldn't quite stay because it wasn't his right time. And so that was, I did not expect, the original one, he never jumped into his same body. Well, he did once when he was supposed to stay, but then he left again. So, or leapt again. So that was interesting. The show's good. It's coming back for another season. Schmicago, on Apple TV, which is the parody on, all the musicals. This episode, it was like I couldn't keep up with all the different where all the songs, the made up songs were coming from, the parodies of what song. So, I mean, like for instance, when you come to Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett's pie shop, and she's outdoors singing, these are the worst brats in town instead of the worst pies in town. Brats, and which was kind of like a holler kind of feel to it. And then she goes, and then the Cecily Strong goes upstairs to where Sweeney Todd's butcher shop is, and he's singing the worst brats in town. So it's just variation on the same song. It was really funny. Kegel Mike and Key, he escaped jail and ended up at this hippie commune, where instead of singing, "Let the sunshine in," they sing, "Let's all get naked," and you can hear, like, at one point he was when the hippie was talking to him, it almost sounded like he was going to break into how do people be so heartless, and how can people be so cruel these days? Easy to be kind, easy to be cruel. That one. From that's from Hair. So, but they just did the opening, like, just the opening, and I'm like, oh, they're gonna do this, and then they didn't. They were teasing me on top of everything else. And then Jane Kaczorowski, who's from 30 Rock, and Kimmy Schmidt, and Search for Tomorrow, I saw her on in the 80s when she was just a young girl. She plays the lawyer, and she did a number that if doesn't get her an Emmy nomination, I don't know what would. She was fantastic, but she is fantastic in any way. And then let's see, Mrs. Maisel over on Prime, if you know, best writing in town. The first three episodes dropped, and they are all hilarious. I love the show. I hate the fact that it's leaving, that this is their final season. And what they're doing is they're showing us things in the future that kind of so we don't have to worry about a reunion of Miss Maisel down the line. They want to end this thing for good. You can just tell. But yeah, some of the stuff in there is just, I wished I was writing on it. You know, I wished I could take a writer's credit because the writing's so good. Mandalorian is coming down to the end of their season and should be going down right now. There's lots happening there. That's been fun. I did see the Woman King. And by the way, Viola Davis is fantastic in it, and the young girl who's the other lead, they're both really great in it. And it's really interesting because I didn't know that it was actually the kings of their land in Africa, where they were getting rid of their prisoners and selling them. That was a lot of what was the slaves that were sold to the West were prisoners from these places, or they were people that wouldn't work with the king, and so they gather them up and ship them, sell them off, and ship them off. So that was interesting. Oh, but it was the longest boring show that I've seen in a long time. It's just like nothing was happening. Once you got the interesting stuff out, then it was just a power struggle, and it was, I mean, I was pretty bored. Cocaine Bear, which is on Peacock now. Really funny, really funny show. I mean, it's dumb as shit, but that's what it was supposed to be. Come on, it's a bear that gets high on cocaine. So that was fun. And there's lots, you know, Margo Martindale's in there, and Jesse Tyler Ferguson's in there. They're the comedy people. Then there's the bad guys, the kids that are always harassing, you know, visitors to the park. And they get caught up with the bears and the people who are trying to get their drugs back. It's a fun show. And then on Paramount Plus, I don't know if you saw this, but it's The Rise of the Pink Ladies.
Oh, I saw an ad for that, but I
And
haven't.
it is a musical based on the Pink Ladies before they, you know, this is how the Pink Ladies got started. And it's about, well, we saw Rizzo and Frenchie as like 12-year-olds. So it's that far ahead. I mean, back from the Grease story. So I think it's like 54, and I think Grease took place in like 59 or 50, 60, somewhere around there. It's kind of slow in times, but then I think it's because you're trying to figure out the story and what they're doing, and that, oh, okay, when you see Frenchie and she's like this 12-year-old girl, you go, okay, this is 6 years before Grease took place, and then it seems a little more logical. There's a show called Beef on, sorry, I've just got a bunch. We just watched a bunch of new stuff. Beef on Netflix. It's Ali Wong and Stephen Yang. Basically, they pissed each other off in a road rage situation, and it looks like they're going to constantly be trying to fuck each other over. So, first episode, we only saw it happen once, but I've got a feeling that it's going to be a continual thing. Single Drunk Females back.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that.
First episode was really good. You know, she's still got her shit together. And then the guy shows up that he got drunk, and you know that she was dating for a short while. He shows up at this birthday party she's doing, and he like tries to kiss her, and she's like, hey, don't you know you're messing with my sobriety because you're not confirmed with your sobriety yet. And it was like, yeah, girl, yeah, let's keep your shit together. And then Secrets of Sulphur Springs is back on Disney Plus, and they've got to find out what happened to all their friends. That their friend got caught in the future, and their friend from the past now is caught in the present. So they've got to get the time machine working again. And it's this fun, cute little show if you don't hate Disney. So, and that's and then I've got my tomato garden is about ready to. Well, we've got it all. I cleaned out most of it yesterday. I just need a few things done. And then I just need to add some peat moss in there to give it some more life. And then I'll plant the tomatoes, and that'll all be done today. And we got some solar lights for the deck. So around the stairs and stuff, when it's really dark, you'll be able to see the decking. So
Nice.
that's it. How about you?
Well, let's.
Us together.
Yeah,
That's what
I'm
this is.
adding a single drunk female to my watch list again. One of the things about that show, because I'll tell you, when I first started watching it, first season, man, that was friggin' hard couple first episodes for me to deal with. But then the thing is I ended up really liking the character, and the better that she got, the more that she got her shit together, the more I liked the character.
I agree.
And so I want, and you know, it's one of those shows where, like something like that, you want her to stay on track, you want her to succeed. And I was just so certain that by the final episode of that first season, they were going to have her go off the wagon and start everything all over again in the next. So I'm glad they didn't do that. But anyway, okay, well, let's see. Starting with Night Court, did you get a chance to catch
I'm
up
all
on?
caught up.
You're caught up? All right, so the latest episode was episode 11, which was the investing at the app investing, where the kind of hot young whiz kid geeky nerd guy came in with a new app and wanted people to invest in it, and Dan jumped on it. It was like watching the old Dan Fielding, you know, from the first show. And he was getting everybody together to become rich. And then, well, Abby ended up seeing something that she shouldn't have seen. And well, she basically fucked it all up for everybody.
But it got sold right after he didn't even have to start it. He just got sold to somebody bigger, and everyone, yeah. So that was interesting.
It was a fun episode, but you know, again, here's the thing is that they're really getting all the characters fun except for two of them. And one is the guy that's in love with her, the court clerk, who I think could be a really fun character, but they're making him a one note simpy
Well,
pining after her.
right, give him a chance.
Yeah. Well,
Let's
and
see.
I really like him and the actor, and I just think that they should do more with him. And
Well, you know, they did expose that he was in love with her to Abby, so
finally, yeah. So
so
I don't know. Are they gonna try it? You think they're gonna try to?
no, it's not going to happen, and that's going to be the sexual tension because, you know, we know she's going to end up with Dan. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, I was gonna say, but that. But that again, that and she's just too Pollyanna for everything, and it comes off as a caricature, like she's doing a character rather than she is the character. And I'll tell you, that's another thing that I noticed. I was really thinking about what is the difference between the first Night Court and this Night Court, and I think it's because the first Night Court, it all felt like they were really doing their job. Like it was kind of a slog to be there. They were doing the best, you know, but they were there to do their job. And now it seems like it's like more of a stage, and they're doing characters rather than they're really investing into, you know, shit, we gotta be here doing this job, and it's not an easy job. So I don't know. Just random thoughts. How about Top Chef All Stars?
Well, first of all, I just love the fact that they're at Downton Abbey for a picnic,
Yes.
on picnic at Downton Abbey, which was so cool. But you know what scared me was as they're driving up, Nobody has seen Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah, right? What the hell is that?
Well, yet, oh, my mother really likes it, and she's in her 60s. It's like, oh, fuck you people. This thing was
Yeah.
hugely popular. And but then again, this is what we I think we kind of touched on last week is, and then I've really started realizing that, especially with the Harry Potter announcement, which I forgot to, I didn't, I kind of skipped over that,
Well,
but
I'll make notes talk about it. Yeah.
the Harry Potter announcement, it's that Warner Brothers is through HBO Max Discovery, which
Yeah.
we call Max, through that they are making a 10-year commitment to do all the Harry Potter books, all seven of the books, as they are written, pretty much. Not it's not as written, but it'll be as close as possible to make sure that the stories are all told. I want to
Right.
see the house elf, situation on, in number four. I've been waiting for that for a long time. And so a 10-year commitment only because HBO can't get a series out every year because they're fucked up.
Right.
And that's by the seventh, by the 10th year, yeah, they'll probably have the seventh book out. Good for them. But so you've got that, and people are going, Harry Potter, they just came out. They came out 22 years ago. The book's even longer than that,
Yeah.
probably 24 years ago. And so you got to think that kids that are born in the mid 2000s, did not see the original, most of the Harry Potters in theaters.
Right. And
So
they just never hear it. It's like
they're
those.
watching their parents, old copies of Harry Potter and shit like that. So
Yeah.
it really comes down to the fact that you can't, just because Gone with the Wind came out in 1939 doesn't mean people watched it who were born in 1999.
Yeah.
And it's and so that's kind of how that Downton Abbey moment felt for me was, okay, I can't, that came out years ago. I can't, like, not everybody watched it. Not everybody knows it.
Well, and also, most of these people were probably in school studying to be their chefs, or they were like, they work at,
Well, they, and they work
they may
nights,
not have
so
time for
sure.
as much entertainment as we have, but I
But
get it. I totally get it. I was at the bar this weekend, which I'll talk about later. And there was somebody who's like trying to remember the guy's name. That the guy he was in that group, Wham. Remember what was his name? George? And I'm just sitting there like, are you fucking kidding me that you can't remember the name George Michael?
I
What the
saw,
hell's the matter with you? If you were having a brain fart right now, I could understand. But seriously, you can't remember that old group?
well, I remember just this last, I think it was this last Christmas, they had a Christmas show. It was a Disney Christmas show, and they had all these people on. Sting came on, and he goes, he sang a little, Everything You Do, Everything She Does Is Magic from the Police, right? And he goes, and they go, oh, Sting, that was great. And he goes, well, that's a song that I used to sing with my group, the Police, from the 1960s, or the 1980s. And I'm like, oh my God, Sting has to, he has to give
Qualify, quantify himself,
oh my
qualify.
God, how is he not relevant? But he's not relevant right now.
Right. Yeah. In fact,
What
you
was
know
the
what?
day's
He
view?
played locally just the other like last weekend or something like that. And I had a friend who went and saw him, had no idea he was in town. His venue was not very big. And I'm just like, it's fucking Sting. And yet
Yeah,
people don't
it's
know.
just it. Now I understand how older people, when I was younger,
Yeah.
they were weird about things. So yeah, but the episode that we were watching, Top Chef, back to that, was a good episode. It was kind of fun, and I'm glad that they brought Cutie Dale back.
Yes,
But
and
he.
showed him shirtless.
Yeah, he
Was
came back
pretty
from
nice.
He came back from Last Chance Kitchen and ended up winning himself back on the show, which I was really happy. And then he also had immunity, which means they weren't gonna, he didn't, even if he stumbled this time, it wasn't gonna hurt him.
Right,
So,
which is why he was able to do a deviled egg with caviar, a deviled duck egg with caviar.
and then after that, they and of course the two people that were in the bottom, we think, oh, they're gonna have to pick one and get rid of them. No, they have a twist.
Yeah.
And the twist is we won't find out until next week who's going home.
Right, as they cook off against one another.
Right. So,
But
which was fun, and it gives us more time at Downton Abbey. So,
you know what? I'm kind of ready for the German chef to go.
oh, yeah.
I mean, I was like, oh, he's interesting, he's forward, but now I'm just like, oh, he's such a snob.
Well, I and the German lady, too.
Oh, the potato lady?
Yeah, it's
She's
like
not, I don't
enough
think
with the
she's German. I
potatoes.
thought she was Croatian or something
Well,
like that.
wherever she's from,
Yeah.
she needs
Anyway, but yeah, I just love the little gay Spanish, gay Mexican. He
he's too
Mexican.
much drama, so.
Yes, but he's just adorable. Anyway, so a really fun show, and yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I want to try your food, sir. But then we got into let's see, Spring Baking Championship. I caught up, I guess, on the latest episode. I guess they're not done, but then
No,
they were like, huh?
they're not done.
Okay. So, I was very sad to see who went. That made me wah wah. 'Cause I was like, really? She's like really strong through this entire competition. And then just one bad bake just takes them out.
Yeah, but that's what
That's
happened.
the show, but I was just kinda,
And she had a really bad bake.
Yeah, she really did, and it was sad.
Yeah,
So, no spoilers for those viewers still watching it on that one. But we're gonna spoil the next one, so let's get into some Survivor. Wow. I was not thrilled. I mean, I was thrilled in that it was a really good episode, and the twist was amazing.
Yeah, they had a fun twist that we haven't, and I've been really glad because they keep having twists that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And
And
I appreciate the freshness, let's say.
yeah, I do too. But I still think that they could, when she had to give up, and she, so again, we said spoilers. So, when she had the twist that basically she could tell one person who to vote for, and then if she had told them one of the other people besides Matt or Jam Jam, she had to say the name beforehand. She could have said another person's name, and then Matt and Jam Jam would have gotten the clue to vote for that person, and they could have gotten one of the other people out and saved both of them. But she chose.
She chose wrong.
Yep.
And
And it
then
still
come
didn't
find
go
out
her
that,
way.
yeah, and that was the shocker, because when she said Jam Jam, I'm like, oh no, oh
Yeah.
no. And then all of a sudden it wasn't. And it was like, wow, that was a twist on a twist.
And then there was that extra twist that she told, and I'm wondering if she knew, she told the girl that had the extra vote. So all she had to do was use her extra vote and write down the name of the person that she wanted to, and it would have negated her vote anyway.
Right.
So stupid move by the twist girl woman, but, or was it? I don't know, but they seem to wanted Matt out, and I mean, honestly, I think probably getting him out was probably good to break up the other two, but I think it's just gonna cause havoc in the end.
Well, I always think it's unfair that if you pal around with somebody, you're a power couple, but
Yeah.
if you hang out with somebody, you're not, even though you're a pain in the ass, really.
Yeah. Oh, and not only that, but Matt didn't get, I don't think he ever, I think this was the first time he even got to vote or his vote counted.
Oh, that's funny. You're probably right.
Yeah. So,
So.
boo. Anyway, Then we got into animal control. I caught up on both the sturgeon episode that you'd already talked about, and blech, it kind of made me ew, gross. But it was mildly funny. And then of course the whole thing with the missing dart was the next episode. I
Yeah,
don't
so
know.
we didn't get enough cute animals, but we the dog was cute. And of course
Yeah.
the little guy that plays he's the rookie guy. He's kind of cute. So the two together, the double
Yeah.
puppy cute was that was kind of nice.
And
But
at least one episode that was so. Oh yeah, because they had the Rottweilers, so the younger, the rookie guy got
right.
his shirt off. That was fine. And then in another scene, who's the
Bill
main guy?
McHale's
He
in
got his shirt
pajamas.
off for a
Well,
couple seconds.
and he was wearing, like silk pajamas, so I thought you'd
Yeah.
appreciate that. And then in the missing dart episode, he had his shirt off too.
Yeah, in the little video clip. So all very fun. It's a fun show, but it's not, the characters aren't making me like them as much as I think that they should have by now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were going to talk, before I get into my week, we're going to talk about the Harry Potter thing. I am seeing so much backlash and anger about this, and people canceling their HBO Max subscriptions and stuff over this. Because, and I think the main thing that's fueling it on more is that Rowling is like the executive producer of the show.
Well, she has.
So, well, she could have taken more, they could have had her take more of a step back, but they're doing the right thing, I think, and not even bothering commenting on that.
Yeah, it's and you know what? Cancel your HBO Max subscription. It's not going to matter.
Yeah,
You're
they're
gonna
still
you,
gonna do the show. There's still
oh,
gonna be
and you
enough
know
people
what?
to watch it.
You're going to come back and get HBO Max, and you're going to watch the show and go, okay, I was wrong.
Well, I
This
don't
is
think they're gonna say
genuine.
that because the fact is that we have to remember that this is where, because she is a hateful
I get
person, a
that. I get
very
that.
anti-trans hateful person. And the thing is that she doesn't seem to be a hateful person on anything else. She's queer friendly, but this whole trans issue, and it makes me mad. It makes me mad. Like, why did you have to fuck everything up? Because Harry Potter was so special to, I mean, just everyone. Well, not everyone, but you know what I mean. Like, it makes me mad that she had to just go fuck everything up. And I don't know. Will I watch it? Maybe. But she's not getting any of my dollars. Put it that way. I don't know. It's a complicated situation, but I am totally in support of anybody who is boycotting it or whatever because of those principles. I get it. And there ain't gonna be any shaming for me.
Okay.
So anyway, okay. My week. Well, it started out wonderfully as last Monday I decided that, or was it last Monday or Tuesday? Maybe Tuesday, I don't know. But I decided that I was going to finally, make sure that I had my taxes in on time. Now, keep in mind, I won't tell you the exact amount, but I don't clear $10,000 a year. I don't. So, 'cause I stay home to, take care of mom, so I work part-time from home. I am very thankful for my clients. And, but I am an independent contractor, so I filed my taxes. And let me tell you, when I was done, not only the place that had me file them, that I had to file them through, and what the, IRS, et cetera, wanted from me, I ended up paying over $700. Now, for some of you who work big jobs and have big retirements and stuff, you're like, hey, that was a steal. Well, when you don't make hardly anything and you qualify for government assistance because you hardly make anything, and then they want to suck $700 out of you. That's like a month. That's like a month of money. So I was not best pleased. Let's just say I was ranting and raving and it was not pretty. So yeah, but I managed to do it, thankfully to my credit cards. And then what? This week I got to finally meet Tom Goss. They brought him to the happy hour on this last Friday, where the newspaper that I do a column for brought him. And so I was able to meet him and spend a little bit of time with him. And then a bunch of us went to dinner afterward and got to hang out. And I had a lot of people ask me, you know, is he as cool as he seems online? He is very friendly. He is a smart, intelligent, incredibly attractive, incredibly talented, very nice, regular, down to earth person. So it was really nice. There wasn't, any of that. You and I, when we have hosted people before from out, we've run into the celebrity attitude, and there wasn't any of that. So it was really refreshing and nice. So, let's see, Coronation 50. So it was our 50th year of the Sacramento Court, the international court system. And I had to go because I was given
You
an
mean the court
award.
system is as old as Nephi?
Actually, it's
Oh, okay.
older than Nephi, which is
Oh, because
surprising because there's very little that is these days.
okay.
Yeah, so it turned 50 and, we went, we ended up our local library, our friend, Clint and I, who's one of our patrons, we are founders of the Lavender Library, and the Lavender Library invited us to sit at their table and basically pay our fees and to go in, which was very nice. So we went and we saw a lot of really fun performances. We saw a lot of people honored that really deserved it. There was some stuff, some speeches given by the reigning Queen Mother, Nicole Murray, that were actually very moving, especially in the times when just yesterday we had one of our local little shops that hosted a drag story time event bombarded by the right-wing nutcases, and actually it was not too far from where I live, so stopped up shut down an entire street, so really fucked up shit. Anyway, so it was really nice to hear such stirring words of encouragement and get out there and do good. Let me tell you, as in all drag events, there were some amazing numbers and there were some really bad
Well,
performances.
I saw the one that you sent me with the great choreography. That was amazing choreography.
The best thing about that was the energy and the costume. Those were really fun. There was a couple other dance numbers and people that, I mean, they were like doing the cartwheels on stage. There was some, and there were a couple that were like, everybody's just kind of looking around like, do they know how bad they are? Do they know that? Like people were just like going, oh, we're so embarrassed for you. So yeah, it was like a back rolls. Anyway, but I'm really glad that I went and I was honored. I finally, after 25 years of all the work that I've done in the community for various everything, I was finally given an acknowledgement by that, which was very sweet. and very kind. And I forgive them for spelling my name wrong,
Stop
but
it. Just being a ham right now.
yes, they did. There's no H in that part of my name, but anyway, yeah, I guess the G and the H are next to each other. I don't know. Okay, moving on into TV shows. I started watching Shadow and Bone season two.
Boo. Okay.
I got through five episodes of it. I will finish it out. I don't hate it, but I don't like it either. I love the characters. They did a really good job of creating the side characters, the thieves and the, you know, I really enjoy them and I want to see more of them and their stories are interesting. But the main, the godlike, you know, oh, I'm the sun summoner. And then the one note bad guy, I'm just like, I don't give a shit about you guys. Let's get back to these other people who are far more interesting. You know, the side characters. Anyway, so, Hoarders season 20 is on Netflix. I am three episodes, I think, three or four episodes away from finishing it. And there's like 10 episodes and it's a very calming show for me. I feel like, oh yeah, it's like I can just sit and stare and watch them clean out all this stuff and deal with all these psychologically broken people and try to fix them. And I'm just happy. So happy. Especially when they're like, and we took out 22 tons of garbage. I'm like, yay. Anyway, I love the show. So go check it out. And it looks like they have other seasons on there too that I may not have seen yet. So I will be happy to do that. How I Met Your Oh, was that it? Seriously? Okay, yeah. How I Met Your Father, Lopez versus Lopez and Call Me Kat don't have new episodes out right now. And I don't think that they are done for their seasons yet, but I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, the father one has to be close.
Yeah. I thought that probably may have been the, but it's like not even like the 10th episode or something. But so have you caught up?
Oh, no, I'm not watching it.
Okay. I
Yeah, I
was
just.
just wondering. And then Call Me Kat. I think there's supposed to be one or two more episodes, but I don't know. Still a little irritated with them, with where they took that shit. So what?
How I Met Your Father.
Yeah.
You're on episode. You just finished episode 11. Well, it
I
goes
know.
to tw 20 this season.
Oh dear. Well, I'm okay with a little bit of a spring break for them then. It's, although I will say that they're getting better, but the problem is that it's again here the same thing that I've been talking about with the other things. The side characters are fun and interesting, and they're making them more and more enjoyable to watch. But the main characters are fucking boring one note. Who gives a shit? And it used to be the opposite way. It used to be like, no, I want more of, you know, Laura Ingalls. I don't care about Nellie Olson so much, you know. But on the shows these days, the side characters are far more interesting. Anyway, so let's get into Miss Manners, girl. Miss Manners, my nickname is a shortened version of my name. My family and closest friends have always called me by that nickname, which is fine. I think it is a term of endearment. The problem is that other people hear me respond to that nickname and start using it too. I really don't like it. It seems much too familiar. How can I let it be known without hurting feelings that I prefer my unabbreviated name? Seriously, this is your problem?
Yeah, the first
What
world
I used to
problems.
do, I would just say, I used to hate being called Matt. And somebody would call me Matt and I'd be like, I prefer Matthew.
Oh my God, I've been calling you Matt for years.
Well, now it's fine, but
Okay.
there was a weird switch in my head because it used to be Matthew and that was it. I didn't like Matt because Matt was always Matt Fat. Grew up being called Matt Fat.
Okay, I can see it.
So, and then I don't know where or when or how it came, but all of a sudden, somewhere in my early 30s, it just was like, okay. And then I started going by Matt.
Well, like with me, everybody that knew me before sixth grade or before, calls me Tommy.
Okay. Yeah.
And then when I got into junior high, it was Tom. And then it's been mostly Tom. But yeah, I mean, I was Tommy, and my real name is Thomas. So, whatever, wherever.
Right. Yeah. No,
So.
I have a few people who call me Maddie, and let me tell you, there are people that usually don't know me that well or do it just because they know that it's gonna irritate me a little bit.
Oh, that's
Because
too bad.
I've never liked that, but whatever. There's more important things than getting hung up on someone saying, on
Lighting
Twitter.
makes my nose look huge. I don't. I look like I
It's the
should have glasses.
lighting. What?
I look like I should have glasses attached to that. That nose. Look at that thing.
Like
So,
you're being done by
no, it's the
that
lighting.
guy.
It's the
Oh yeah.
lighting that's doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, because
All
I've got a
right.
little nose. I've got a little tiny nose,
Tiny. It is the
like
smallest
yours.
thing on you for sure. So Miss Manners writes back and says, "Oh, Chris is just a family name. Please call me Chrysanthemum."
I wouldn't be. I'd be go. Call me Chris. Jesus, chrysanthemum.
Well, I think she's using me, colloquially, whatever. Anyway, hey Chubbs, name one thing on your bucket list.
I don't have a bucket list.
Oh, what?
I don't know. It's the same reason why I don't have
Because you've done everything.
I don't have a January. I don't have to do a New
Oh, New
Year's
Year's
resolution.
resolutions.
Yeah, I just, if I have a bucket, no, not really. I don't have anything that I would put on a bucket list. And I have done a lot. You're right. But I mean, there's things that I want, but bucket list just is too formal for me. It's too formal. I can't do it.
It. Yeah. I don't have a formal one, but there are some things for me, like flying in a small plane. I'd like to go on a really good roller coaster again at some point.
You know
But
what? I'll warn you on the roller coaster thing. I can't go on roller coasters anymore.
because of your equilibrium as you age.
It's my head and my body. Afterwards, I feel like I've been beaten up.
To a chiropractor, yeah.
And then yeah, it's the equilibrium thing. I'm just it, I don't like it at all. It's
You know,
awful.
and that is, it's for me, I haven't been on one obviously in, since I was probably 15, 16. So, well, no, I'll say 26 because I did a couple of those rides at Disney. But yeah, I don't know how I'll be, but I still want to try it. I've always loved speed. Not that way. Anyway, hey Chubbs, what is your go-to karaoke song?
I don't have one. I don't sing karaoke because I can't hear the key.
That's the reason.
Yeah, well, because I've tried, and well, you're out of key. It's like I can't hear it, and then I feel embarrassed and stupid, and
And that's why you ended up not singing for the
Jerry Herman.
Hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
And he could have changed the key, though. I mean, he was playing the piano, but still, I didn't want to. I didn't want to look. I didn't want to embarrass myself, and I pay for it. So,
Well, for me, I don't have one. I have been made, I think, to sing karaoke twice. Of course it was Clint who got me up there to sing Summer Nights from Greece, and of course I had to take the girl part. I had never done that before. My voice is very hit and miss. Sometimes I can sing and it'll sound great. Most of the time I sing and I just, it's all over the place and I sound ridiculous. So I just don't do it. I don't do the karaoke. So I don't have any go-to song either. Yeah. All right. Let's find out what's in our lunchbox. And of course, Mr. Moose has stuffed our box full of some wonderful, wonderful food. Starting with, I crave curry these days. Most of the time I want Thai or Indian, but today was Chinese curry, much milder. I almost said Bette Midler, but much milder and a simple sauce with a chicken stock base. No yogurt or coconut milk in there. This is curry beef. Vegetables are peas, carrots, and celery. Huh. I've had a really good curry before, and I make a curry chicken that I like. But, huh. I don't know how I feel about that. What is going on with you, girl? Is there a bunny?
Yeah,
Like,
it's a woodpecker.
oh. Okay. All right. Then
Check.
we have, what do you think of the curry?
I like her.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Asparagus is coming in here. So the Chinese restaurant offered chicken and asparagus. Mild white sauce was good. And that looks very good.
It's really good.
And then, we have just came in from mowing the lawn and needed a little snack. Triscuit crackers topped with smoky turkey and cheese, either pepper jack or white cheddar. Add a glass of raspberry tea with it. Now that sounds really good. Okay, I'd totally be down for that. That looks great.
Yeah.
Now I want some.
It just screams diarrhea for me, so go ahead.
Oh, because of the cheese.
Jeez, yeah.
Still doing fish today. Oh, side of mac and cheese.
Oh.
That looks amazing.
It all looks really good. It looks really, really good.
Is that just one side of mac and cheese? Because that looks like
No,
two
that's two
sides.
sides. That's why they're in two different bowls.
Nice.
And coleslaw.
Yeah. But that fish, that looks perfectly cooked. And then finally, a neighbor made us a pineapple upside down cake. She's so sweet. Huh. That looks like a really brilliant cake.
Yeah, they're, I
My
mean,
only attempt at a pineapple upside down did not come out that well, so that's brilliant.
they're pretty easy, girl.
Well, I know, but I was young and, didn't know what I was doing and it
Yeah.
got really messy and it was just so hard to clean up after. Anyway, Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective when preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. And you can find Tom's podcast, other podcasts that is, at swannerandjudd.com. Find my books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And give us a call at,
408-69 Chubbs.
oh, lucky you phoned that in.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We love you and we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Unifospods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.